वरधारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी 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 जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस गुरुवराज काचार्य शोध शुचिमान दिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज चल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti, text number 17. Please respond after me. Brahma Tejo Vinirmuktair. Brahma Tejo Vinirmuktair. आत्मजैः सह कृष्णया आत्मजैः सह कृष्णया प्रयाणाभिमुखं कृष्णं प्रयाणाभिमुखं कृष्णं इदं आह प्रथा सति इदं आह प्रथा सति ब्रह्मतेजो विनिर्मुक्तैर् आत्मजैः सह कृष्णया प्रयाणाभिमुखं कृष्णम् इदं आह प्रथास्यति ब्रह्मतेजो विनिर्मुक्तैर् आत्मजैः सह कृष्णया प्रयाणाभिमुखं कृष्णम् इदं आह प्रथास्यति। ब्रह्मतेजो विनिर्मुक्तये आत्मजये सह कृष्णया प्रयाणाभिमुखं कृष्णम् इदं आह प्रथास्यति। ब्रह्मतेजो विनिर्मुक्तये आत्मजैः सह कृष्णया प्रयाणाभिमुखं कृष्णम् इदं आह प्रथास्यति। ब्रह्मतेजो विनिर्मुक्तये आत्मजैः सह कृष्णया नाभिमुखं कृष्णम् इदं आह प्रथास्यति। माताजी ब्रह्म तेजो विनिर्मुक्तये आत्मजये सह कृष्णया ध्यानाभिमुखं इदं आह प्रथास्यति। ब्रह्मतेजः, द रेडिएशन ऑफ द ब्रह्मास्त्र, विनिर्मुक्तैः, बीइंग सेव्ड फ्रॉम, आत्मजैः, अलोंग विथ हर सन्स, सह विथ कृष्णया, द्रौपदी, प्रयाणा, outgoing, abhimukham, towards Krishnam, unto Lord Krishna, idam, this, aha, said, pritha, kunti, sati, chaste, devoted to the Lord. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation, thus saved from the radiation of the Brahmastra, Kunti, the chaste devotee of the Lord, and her five sons and Draupadi addressed Lord Krishna as he started for home. Purport. Kunti is described herein as Sati or chaste, due to her unalloyed devotion to Lord Sri Krishna. Her mind will be now expressed in the following prayers for Lord Krishna. A chaste devotee of the Lord does not look to others, namely any other living being or demigod, even for deliverance from danger. That was all along the characteristic of the whole family of the Pandavas. They knew nothing except Krishna. And therefore the Lord was also always ready to help them in all respects and in all circumstances. That is the transcendental nature of the Lord. He reciprocates the dependence of the devotee. One should not therefore look for help from imperfect living beings or demigods, but one should look for all help from Lord Krishna, who is competent to save his devotees. Such a chaste devotee also never asks the Lord for help, but the Lord, out of his own accord, is always anxious to render it. Om Ajnana Tinirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये अंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पदितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ब्रह्मतेजो विनिर्मुक्तये आत्मजैः सह कृष्णया प्रयाणाभिमुखं कृष्णं इदं आह पृथासति। द सेव फ्रॉम द रेडिएशन ऑफ द ब्रह्मास्त्र कुंती द चेस डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड हर फाइव सन्स एंड द्रौपदी एड्रेस लॉर्ड कृष्णा एज ही स्टार्टेड फॉर होम। हरे कृष्णा। So, I'd like to welcome all of you for the Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. We are discussing from the 8th chapter of the first canto entitled Prayers of Queen Kunti. So, the situation is Ashwatthama, who was very mercifully released by the compassion and kind-heartedness of essentially Draupadi and later approved by the other Pandavas, unfortunately, not appreciating that, has again released the Brahmastra and somehow by Krishna's intervention they have been saved. And now Krishna, who had come from actually Dwarka, is about to head back. Prayana Abhimukham Krishnam. See, ready, okay. I came here. Actually, the whole war took place. And only because of his devotees, he stayed back extra few days. Now, as he's leaving, Kunti has come, followed by her five sons and Draupadi. And Kunti is about to begin her famous prayers. And it's such an amazing time. We are entering the new year with Kunti's prayers. I was doing some research work on Kunti. Because when you want to understand somebody's prayers, to the extent we actually appreciate the background, then the emotions really we are able to appreciate much more. Not what is being spoken, but who is speaking it. Under what circumstances. Then the words will carry, in fact, more weight. Sometimes in drama we see children repeating Prahlad's prayers. We appreciate their pronunciation. But when Prahlad speaks it, a 5-year-old boy with the kind of background, circumstances that he is actually undergoing, to be able to, with all firm conviction, to say these words, because what's a prayer ultimately? Prayer is nothing but, especially such prayers in the Bhagavatam, are the outpourings of a heart full of love and gratitude. It's like an overflow. Things overflow. Then you actually understand what is inside the container. So this is a natural outpouring of a heart. Through that, analyzing those words, we actually understand the content of the heart of that individual. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, 4th verse, the demoniac qualities are also mentioned. Dambho, darpo, abhimanascha, krodha, parushyamevacha, ajnanam cha abhijatasya, partha sampadamasurim. Dambha means pride. This is very subtle. Generally when you see people, you don't know what's in their heart. Nobody understands. But when a person speaks, a fool or a great soul is undetected till they open their mouth. Therefore it is a lot of wisdom not to open the mouth unnecessarily. You know, proves to be very costly many times. So, Jadabharat was unrecognized. Shukadeva Goswami, he was looking like a dullard till he actually opened his mouth. So, he says, Dambha. Dambha means pride. Very, very subtle. It's so subtle. Nobody knows who is pride, who is proud and who is not. Dambha. And that slightly manifests externally as darpa. Darpa means arrogance. The disposition, the way they move, kind of. And abhimanascha, conceited, vanity. They demand respect because they are convinced. They're proud, but they are actually convinced that they have all these qualifications. And therefore, when they perceive that they have not got the required respect that they expect, then krodha, it's much more grosser, from the subtle to gross. And then there is anger, parushyamevacha, harsh speech. So from subtlest to gross manifest, and, you know, like the four types of speech, para, madhyama, you know, pashyanti and madhyama and vaikari. Vaikari is the last. So through those words, you can actually understand the content of the heart also. So, who is this Kunti? Of course, we understand what all she underwent right from the day she was born. You know, what all she has undergone actually. But before that, I would like to just share a few information. I was reading Kila Parva of the Mahabharata. Kila Parva is the after Swargarohana Parva. From Adi Parva to 18 Parvas are there, Mahabharata. Swargarohana means when all the Pandavas go back to Swarga, they're attested by, you know, Yamaraj or the heavenly people who come in the Vimana, they say that no, dog cannot come. Then eventually, of course, he passes through the hellish situation and then he goes back. And then there is Khila Parva, it's also called Harivamsha Puran. And in Harivamsha, the Vamsha, the family of Lord Krishna is elaborately described right from the beginning of creation to all the generation, genealogical table, the whole lineage. You know, Yayati, he had many sons, of them is Yadu, Yadukula, Yaduvira. You know, Krishna is called Yadukula Tilaka. So, elaborate description is given, but interestingly, it is said that Yadu had 5 sons. Sahasrada, Payoda, Kroshta, Neela and Anjika. Now Kroshta, one of the 5 sons of Yadu, married 2 wives, Gandhari and Madri. This is not the other Gandhari, wife of Dhritarashtra. This is another one. Gandhari and Madri. Through Gandhari, he got Anamitra, from where came Haihaya, that is, you know, Kartivir Arjun in that lineage. And through Madri, he got 2 sons, Yudhajit and Deva Medhusha. Now, Yudhajit had 2 sons, Vrishni and Andhaka. You know, they are called. And Vrishni's son was Shofalka. And Shofalka, his son was Akrura. Now, that is one lineage of Yudhajit, son of Madri. And another son of Madri was Devamidhusha, who had a Vaishya wife, from whom came Parjanya, and whose children were Nanda, Upananda, etc. And he also had a Kshatriya wife, Ashma, from whom came a son, Shurasen. Now, Shurasen had 15 children, 10 sons and 5 daughters. Out of them, the eldest was Vasudev. And he had 9 other brothers. And also, he had 5 sisters. Pruthukirti, Pritha, that is Kunti, Shrutadeva, Shrutashrava, and Rajadhidevi. Now, interesting, Vasudev, you know, of course, Kunti, her father, actually Shursen, gave one of the daughters to Maharaj Kunti Bhoj. And that's how Pritha became Kunti Devi. Now, interestingly, Kunti's sister, Shrutashrava, was married to Damaghosh, the king of Chedi. And her son was Shishupal. So they were maternal cousin. And another sister of Kunti, Pruthukirti, was married to Vriddha Sharma. Her son was Dantavakra. Cousin. First cousin. Vasudev's brother, one of the brothers, Deva Bhaga, his son was Uddhava. And Vasudev's another brother, Deva Shrava, had a son by name Shatrughna, who was abandoned for some reason in the forest, who was brought by the Nishadas, and later he became Ekalavya. So they were all maternal and paternal cousins. Krishna, Shishupal, Dantavakra, Uddhava, and Ekalavya, and many, many more. All these years, in my lecture, I would always quote this.
But first time I got realization of what I had spoken all these years. We would always quote this. Satyug mein, the demons would live in another planet and the demigods would live in another planet. In Treta, different continents or different countries of the same planet. Ram and Ravan. Sri Lanka and Ayodhya. And in Dwapar Yuga, the demoniac and the divine lived in the same family. I have spoken it several times. First time I got a realization when I was reading this. Imagine if Kashyapa through Diti had two children, Hiranyakashipu and Narsingdev. Imagine if Ram had three brothers and through Kaikeyi gave birth to Ravan. So Ram, Shatrughna and Lakshman and Ravan. So Ramayan would be another different story altogether. Whether the story would have proceeded or not, we don't know. Things would have happened in the womb itself or very nearby. And therefore, it is so confusing. Somebody is killing their relatives. Basically, it was a fratricidal war. Krishna is standing here with the Pandavas, Kauravas, Chacha, Mama, Kaka, everyone is standing against each other. And in Kali Yuga, both these qualities are residing in the same heart. And therefore, early morning he is something, afternoon he is someone else, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Such an amazing person. But what I, oh, is it the same person that I knew him? So, it is so, therefore Kali Yuga is so confusing. The one aspect of a person is wow, another aspect is how could a person be like this? So it's not so clear, black and white, so much of gray. Anyway, yeah, and also there were people always used to ask me about Subhadra. Kinki Dahanev. So Vasudev had 14 wives. This, by the way, not connected to today's lecture. Vasudev had, Anakadunduvi had 14 wives. And the eldest was Rohini. And his seven sisters. And through Devak Maharaj, five daughters. Seven plus five, yeah. Actually 14 wives. And then two more. Seven plus five plus two. 14 wives. And through Rohini, he had nine sons and one daughter. The eldest was Balaram and the youngest one was Subhadra. She was Rohini's daughter. But the youngest of the queens was Devaki, and through which Krishna appeared. Yeah. So, coming back to Kunti, imagine as soon as she was born, very soon she was actually given away. Datta, you know too. She was adopted by. So she didn't receive that love of her parents. She was an amazing child. So gentle, so amazing service attitude. And therefore, when Durvas Muni came to Maharaj Kunti Bhoj, he engaged her because it's a very, you know, very difficult to host Durvas Muni. You know, at 10:30 in the night, he say, "I'm extremely hungry. I want food." So by 12:30, you may have to cook in the night, and then he says, "Abhinay, bhook chala gaya." Finished. Any time, any demand can happen. But Kunti was able to, little Kunti, was able to serve him so nicely and please him so much that he blessed her with a mantra. You can invoke any devatas and ask for anything and they'll give you. A little girl, inquisitive nature, one day standing near the window, looked at the sun and she wanted to kind of test the mantra. Does it work? And she called out to Suryadev. He appeared. She was so shocked. Hey, you go, okay. Mantra is tested, you go back. So, no, how you have called me? Calling such a demigod cannot go vain. I give you a son. I don't want a son. I got it back. No. Don't worry. Virginity will not be obstructed and you will have a son. Imagine. You want to test a mantra and ends up having a son. In 5 minutes, she has a son in her hand. A 7-8-year-old girl. She's like shocked. What she had to undergo in terms of, you know, giving up that son. Even Bhishma, on the bed of arrows when about to depart from the world, Krishna brings the Pandavas, and the Pandavas sitting at the feet of Bhishma Dev, remembering his daughter-in-law, Kunti, Bhishma has tears in his eyes. And he says, he refers to the Pandavas, Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yadyuyam dharmanandana. What kind of sufferings you underwent? What kind of injustices you underwent? And for what? Dharmanandana, for following the path of dharma. Jivitam na arhata klishtam. The kind of sufferings you underwent, anyone else in your place would have been dead long before. Jivitam na arhata. You didn't deserve to live at all with the kind of sufferings and the injustices that was inflicted upon you. But how did you survive? How are you still flourishing? As Kunti will also delineate in her prayers, she says, he says, Vipra Dharma Achyutashraya. Vipra, the devotees, the brahmanas. Dharma, the process of the path of dharma. And Achyutashraya, you took shelter of the Lord, the devotees of the Lord, and the path of dharma as enunciated by the Lord. The establisher of dharma, the path of dharma, and the propounders of dharma. Because you were very favorably disposed towards them, you are surviving. And then he says, your suffering is nothing compared to what your mother underwent. Samsthite atirathe pandav pratha bala prajavadhu yushmat krite bahun kleshan prapta tokavati mohu. He remembers with tears in his eyes. He says, Samsthite atirathe pandav. She was married to Pandu. And Pandu was cursed and therefore he rejected his kingdom and went into the forest. One day she is the princess. Actually, she was the queen because Pandu Maharaj was the anointed king. Dhritarashtra never got anointed, actually. Maharaj, he heard this word Maharaj. He never became Maharaj. The ceremony was never done to him. It was Pandu. And Pandu, because he was cursed, therefore he actually went to the forest. And next day she finds sulfurs in the forest. And there, Pandu died. But Pandu had expressed his desire. Once he came to know that Kunti has this power to invoke devatas. Because you couldn't unite with his wives because of the curse. And therefore, he decided, okay, let me live a life of vanaprastha. But then he expressed to Kunti, and Kunti, through Dharmaraj, through Yamaraj, through Vayu and through Indra, got these three sons. Later, Madri invoked the Ashwini Kumaras through the same mantra and got Nakul and Sahadev. And all of a sudden, Pandu Maharaj dies. She's in the forest. And Madri says, I can't take care. Actually, Kunti wanted to enter the fire. She says, no, no. I will enter the fire, but actually, you be alive, because you are so exalted, you will not discriminate between my sons and your sons. That was recognized by Madri also, his co-wife. And she left. Now imagine in the forest, middle of the forest, with five children, growing up, very young children, and husband is gone, co-wife is gone. Because the sages, 14 years she was there. Yudhishthira was approximately 14 years. No message came from Hastinapur. Are, Pandu is gone away, come back. No message. What was Bhishma doing? God knows. What was Drona doing? God knows. Eventually the sages actually brought her. Identified. These are the children. Because in the forest they got the children. Who knows? Just to get the kingdom who has come. The sages actually vouched. And then they left. And then started that whole Mahabharata. Because they were very happy. Duryodhana was very happy that I can get the kingdom now. Here comes these people. Five cousins. And each one of them are really superly qualified. You know. And Kunti now has to live in a house where there is a threat to the life of every one of them at any moment. One of our devotees went to one village. And he was in the village and there was one house that was not used by anyone. So they allowed him to stay there. So the people came and put him in that house. And while going they said, yahan kabhi bhi saanp aata hai, zehreela saanp, thoda dhyan rakhna. And they left. Good night. Oh, anytime from the tiles also they can come. From anywhere they can come. And very poisonous snakes. Ho sakta hai, just bata diya aapko. Imagine. And anything, you know, ruffling sound, rustling sound. How can you ever sleep? Just before wishing you good night, they tell you, ye thoda hai. Aur electricity was 5000 volt ka. Kabhi bhi shock deta hai. Kabhi generally nahi hota hai. Par light touch karoge to, kam se kam 5000 volt ka hai. Matlab, kabhi kabhi hota hai. Kabhi kabhi, kabhi nahi hota. Dekh lo aap. और वो दरवाजा का छिटकनी नहीं है कि गुंडे लोग डाकू लोग आते रहते इधर. Okay, good night, happy new year. Imagine, each one of the 100 sons headed by Duryodhan, always being watched by Shakuni and Dhritarashtra, helplessly under their control. So many, she actually delineates in her prayers. Yatha Rishikesha Khalena Devaki Kamsena Ruddharti Chiram Shucharpita Vimochitaham Chasahatmaja Vibho Toyaivadathena Muhur Vipadganat. Yatha Rishikesha Khalena Devaki Kamsena. My dear Lord, no, the khala, this villain, Kamsa, put Devaki, Ruddha means imprisonment. For a long time, he actually imprisoned them. But you came and released. But that is only once. Saha atmaja vibho. You not only protected me, but all my children. And not once, repeatedly, again and again and again. Vishan, Mahagne, Purushada Darshanat, Asat Savahaya, Vanavasa Kritsatah, Mridhe Mridhe, Aneka Maharathastrato, Dronyasratas Chas Maharevi Rakshita. She remembers that. She says, Vishan, Bhima was fed poison. 100%, there is no question of his surviving. But then somehow he went into the Nagaloka and then he came back 7 times more powerful than before. You know, Vishan, Mahagne, and along with the 5 Pandavas, including Kunti, there was an effort to actually burn them alive in a house of lag. Purushada Darshanath, Hidimba, Asat Sabhaya, his wife was being, the daughter-in-law was being disrobed. Vanavasa Kritsataha, and so many sufferings in the forest. Actually, in Mahabharata, there are few instances how delicate was Kunti. So soft, and she was so delicately built. She was so sensitive to the elements of nature. This is clearly shown in so many small instances. When Kunti comes to tell Karna that actually you are my son, you go and come and join. At that time it is described, she's standing in the middle of the sun because it's right at noon time when he's doing his puja. At that time she comes. And seeing Kunti Devi, suddenly he takes out his uttariya and holds it above her because she is so delicately built. She's a royal queen mother. Even the sun was a little too much hot for her and he holds it. Another time, Draupadi in the Virat palace, she shows her hand to Bhima, who's become like a cook in that Agyatvas time. She says, look at this hand. This is the same hand that would grind sandalwood paste for your mother Kunti Devi. And today, I'm doing this for this rascal Kichaka, who's eyeing me very with evil intention. And you're simply sitting quiet here? Aren't you ashamed? So in that, there it shows how, who was Kunti? But the amazing thing, Asat Sabha, Vanavasa Kritsrataha, she stayed there. Mridhe, Mridhe, Aneka Maharathasrata. Actually, more suffering than the children, the children may be suffering, but the mother who sees children suffering, she suffers much more than the children to see her children suffering. Recently, one of our devotees in Pune congregation, little 6-year-old girl, Shiji, such a sweet girl. She had this blood cancer and she was admitted to the hospital for 2 months, intense, sometimes vomiting out blood. Very, very, and amazingly, she was so composed. Really, it was, there was no doubt I was thinking that this is some Vrashti Yogi of the past. She's just come to finish off her some quota of her previous lives, whatever remnants. And for 2 months, the mother was just next to her. Though others were suggesting, go take a relief, you know, and come back after some time. She just wouldn't. And any time she would get up. But amazing thing, rarely she would cry. And also she was telling, Narsing Aarti, please sing, you know. I want to do this. Amazing. So composed. But then, looking at the mother, I was thinking, because she recently left her body, glorious way, of course. But then, I was just thinking that on a grosser level, yes, the child may be suffering. But on a subtler level, the mother is suffering much, much more. Not just the pain to see the child, you know, young child about to growing up, suffering so much. So Kunti had to see all of that. Tokavati Moho. That's what Bhishma is saying. That she already suffered so much, and because of you people's activities, she suffered much, much, much more. She was seeing all this, and she had to protect them. She was helpless. She was alone. In midst of this huge palace, everyone is conspiring constantly. What kind of a consciousness or mindset a person has to be? And it's not for just one or two days. Years together. Throughout, practically. One after another. Therefore, in the Mahabharata, it is said, Mahabharata speaks about few topics. Vyasadeva in the Mahabharata is wanting to glorify few topics. Prominently seven. He says, Vasudevasya Mahatmyam. The purpose of Mahabharata is not as much as done in Bhagavatam, obviously, but Vasudevasya Mahatmyam, the glory of Krishna. Like, for example, in the Agra Puja of Yudhishthir Maharaja's Rajasu Yajna, there, when Sahadev gets up and recommends that Krishna be worshipped, Shishupala is very angry. So many people are very angry. All these kings are there from all over the world. At that time, Bhishma, pages after pages, chapters after chapters, glorifies Krishna. He said he is the source of all the incarnation. He is the Varahade. He came as Narsingha. He came as Vamanadev. Same thing. Everything is there. It's very clear there. But amazingly, in spite of all of this, people never understand Krishna's position. But anyway, Vasudevasya Mahatmam, Pandavanam cha Satyatam. The truthfulness of the Pandavas. How much they stuck to the path of truthfulness. Durvrittam Dhartarashtranam. How mean or how low can a person go? Just look at the lives of Dhritarashtra's sons. Durvrittam Dhartarashtranam. Uktavan Bhagavan Rishihi. Vistaram Kuru Vamshasya. Description of Kuru Vamsha. Elaborate. The whole Adi Parva is nothing but descriptions of all the kings of the past till the Pandavas and Krishna appearing there. Gandharya Dharmashilatam. Gandhari's Dharmashilata. She did. I mean, she followed the path of dharma, except many places where her weakness did come up. Kshatuhu pragyam. Kshatu means vidura. Pragyam. His shastra chakshu. How was he always seeing through the eye of scriptures? And the final one is dhrutim kuntya. One of the topics that must be understood in the Mahabharata is Kunti's dhriti. Dhira, dhira statra muhyati. What is dhriti? There are so many, I was looking into Prabhupada's, you know, translation to the word dhriti. Several translations, dhriti also means conviction. Dhriti means firmness and steadfastness, determination, resolution or satisfaction personified, patience, not weak or miserable even in distressing circumstances, forbearance, control of the tongue, belly and genitals, dhira. Dhriti means dhira. One who has dhriti is called dhira. Very calm, never bereft of intelligence, perseverant, endurance. So therefore I was thinking, this is a very good time, you know, entering into the new year where people take new year resolution. to just contemplate on the life of Kunti Devi and meditate on her prayers. 27 days of 26 verses, so 18 to 43. So many wonderful prayers, like 26 days from now, please hear all the Bhagavatam classes. Prepare yourself for the new year. She enlists all this. But the amazing part is, in front of Krishna, she enlists all these sufferings. But the most amazing part is, she says, she is expressing gratitude to Krishna and not complaining. Why me? She is saying, Vipadaha Santuta Shashwat. Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru. Vipadaha Santuta Shashwat. Let more calamities come. One devotee described calamity in a very nice way. I like that. Said, what is a calamity? Calamity means when too many changes happen too suddenly, too quickly. Imagine a person is 60-year-old and it is expected at least he will live for, looks like he may live for another 30-40 to reh jayega. Khata pita achha hai, shayad reh jayega. Then suddenly he is detected with cancer and they are told maximum 15 days, stage 4 ho gaya abhi bas. So unexpectedly there is a big change and too quick. A big change in a very small time towards the negative side. That is a calamity. Otherwise, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, tu sabko to marna hi hai. But abhi, ye to theek tha, kal tak theek tha. And suddenly you hear, he died in an accident. He's no more. Ah, this is a calamity. So, Kunti is enlisting all this. Vishan, Mahagni, Purushada Darshanat, Asat Sabaya, Vanavasa Kritra. Never expected. In the general course, it is never to be seen. But this is happening not once, not twice, repeatedly, constantly. Dhriti, what kind of consciousness she has? No wonder, since 5,000 years since she made these prayers, greatest acharyas. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam begins practically prayers with Kunti's prayers. Next is Bhishma's prayers. But the first is Kunti's prayers. And there she says, Vipada Santuta Shashwat. Good, good, let it come. Can you imagine to say that? Let it come. Why? Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru. Because at that time, Bhavato Darshanam. She is so humble. She's saying that, this is what it takes me to remember you. Intensely. Because the nature of this world is, kya dukh mein simran sab kare, sukh mein kare na koi. Jo sukh mein simran kare, to dukh kahe ka hoi. But she, even though she's seeing Krishna face to face, but her consciousness is, Tatha paramahamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham pashye mahistriyah. She's saying that I am a less intelligent woman, but you are only visible to the Tatha paramahamsanam, to the greatest paramahamsas, greatest renunciates, muninam, amalatmanam, pure-hearted people. How can I see you? How can I know you? How can I understand you? How can I love you? But she has all of this. She's seeing Krishna. She knows. She's telling. Namaste purusham tvadyam ishwaram prakrite param alaksham sarvabhutana. She knows who this is. She is so pure. She is so exalted. But that's the nature. Actually, love and humility go side by side. Sanatana Goswami explains in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that the more love of God somebody has, extreme humility, they are directly proportional to each other. And this is not just saying it, being humble, saying some words. We may imitate somebody else who is humble and we repeat the same words, and it's like a part of our ritual. But then she's actually feeling, I'm so fallen, I'm a simple woman, how can I understand? But look at her prayers. What is her prayer? And after asking, indirectly she's coming, asking him to stay back. Change your plan. Taxi aaya, ja raha hai, luggage rakha hua hai. Prabhu, karenge na, 3-4 din ke baad bhi booking hota hai, khali hai, kar sakte hai. Stay back. This is her mood, you know, stay back. But then after praying, she says, gee, what am I doing? He's going to Dwarka. My in-laws are there. My Maika is there. Vrishti Vamsha. And this is, I'm in my Sasural. And Krishna is going to Dwarka. If I'm asking him to stay here, I'm depriving them of his associates who are also eagerly waiting. For them it's like a life gone and they're receiving. And then she says, gee, I shouldn't be asking. And then she says, Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshume Sneha Pashavimam Chindi Dhram Pandushu Vrishnishu. Take away, cut off my attachment to the Pandus, Pandavas and the Vrishnis. Oh, they are amazing devotees. But she is not referring to them as devotees. Take away this family tie. Mere bachche, mera sasura, mera, aham ameti. And she is feeling like that. Therefore she says, cut off these ties. And Prabhupada, this is the amazing part of the purports. All these verses, immediately he connects and relates to us as sadhakas as to what does it mean for us? How does it apply to us? He says, to cut away the family affection means to expand your family. This is what it means. It is not like an impersonalism. Nahi, ye sab maya hai, sab maya. Nahi. Cutting out the family affection means expanding your circle. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Connecting with Krishna means his family is our family. And he says, leaders, the brahmanas, devotees, king, they, just like Lord Ram, just to serve the larger family, he had to give up Sita. People don't understand. How can it be so cruel? Even Mahaprabhu is cruel then. Such a chaste wife, such a loving mother. Why did he give up? Was he cruel? No. Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsitara ajya lakshmim dharmishtha aryavachasaya dagadaranyam maya mrigam daitayepsitamanvadhavat vande maha purushate charanaravindam. Tyaktva sudustyaja. Very difficult to give up. Even Lord Chaitanya said, when Shiva's son died in the Kirtan, and Shiva stopped his family members, don't cry loudly. Jitla rona ro, andar andar rone ka vash. Don't cry loudly. Mahaprabhu's Kirtan should not be disturbed. Otherwise, I will hang myself and tie a rock and I will jump into the Ganga. When Lord Chaitanya came to know about it, he was crying tears. How can I give up such associates who are ready to die for me? For my pleasure, they are ready to sacrifice anything and everything. And I am giving them up. Actually, when Durvas Muni goes to Narayan, to the Lord, you know, because he's chased by this Sudarshan Chakra, the Lord speaks 6 verses. It's really worth reading. This is Krishna speaking from his heart. The Supreme Lord's heart is revealed. This is, as we are discussing today, the chastity of Kunti, the chastity of the Pandavas, their love for Krishna. Unalloyed, unconditional, uninterrupted love. And how much they conquer the heart of Krishna. The Lord reveals there. Says, Aham bhakta paradhino hi asvatantra ivadvija sadhubhir grasta hrudayo bhaktair bhakta janapriya. Aham bhakta paradhino. I am completely sold out to these devotees. I'm completely sold out. I am bhakta paradhino. He asvatantra. Practically, I have no independence. Because I am sold. Whatever they desire, I have to do it. I am forced to do it. I am helpless. They make me helpless. Sadhuvir grasta hrudayo. They have captured my heart. Not only my devotees, but anyone who is dear to my devotee becomes dear to me. Anyone who becomes dear to my devotee becomes dear to me. This is Krishna's mood. Bhaktair bhakta janapriya. He told, Lord Chaitanya told, Shrivas, your tailor, your plumber, your carpenter, whoever is connected with you in any way, your maid, the dog in your house, he didn't have, of course. But in the village, if they become dear to you, they are dear to me. Love me, love my dog. Why? Why are they so dear? Lord further says, Nahamatmanam ashase madbhaktair sadhubhirvina shriyam chatyantikim brahman yesham gatiraham para. No, aham atmanam ashase. I don't like to live in the spiritual world if my devotees are not there. The spiritual world becomes to the Lord shunya itam jagat sarvam if the devotees are not there. Just like devotee says, Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Similarly, Krishna, ye yathamam prapadyante, says that even the spiritual world becomes a dreary void. To hell with the spiritual world. Why is the spiritual world an amazing place where I want to reside? Because all my devotees are there. They are ready to die a million deaths just to see that not one little sweat comes on my face. They want to serve me. They want to please me so much. Yatraga. later he says, Dara, Agara, Putra, Imam, Lokam, Param. Everything they are ready to sacrifice just to serve me and please me. And therefore, I am ready to do anything for them. So this is Kunti's prayer. And then she says, she actually concludes her prayer, practically the last but one verse. Actually the last verse. Later she kind of winds up, but the last verse. Tvaime ananya visaya matir madhupate sakra ratim udvahatam abdha Gangai Vaughamudanvati. This is her only prayer. Tvai me ananya vishaya. Tvai, unto your lotus feet. Me ananya vishaya. Let my mind be focused. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha. Let it be only at your lotus feet. Meaning, lotus feet means to serve with a desire to please. So this is the gati, like our Mahavishnu Swami says, you know, pati, gati, mati and rati. And amazingly, in this verse, all the four are there. The sambandha, the abhideya and the prayojan. So madhupati is not only madhupati, but you are patir gati chandhaka vrishni sattvatam. Sattvatam pati. He is the only lord and master of the devotees. Madhupati. Tvai me ananya vishaya gangai vaugha mudanvati. Just like the Ganges does not stop till she reaches the ocean, let my consciousness flow towards you. That is the gati. And what is its practical application? Matir madhupate asakrit. Asakrit means without breaking, going here and there. Ahaituki apratihata. Ratim udvahata madha. Let the dormant love of my heart, which is now being evoked by your name, your form, your qualities, your pastimes, let it now just flow. So, I was kind of thinking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, the religion of the world, practically, there is only one God, there is only one religion. Actually, there is only one God. And there is only one religion. What is that? To love God. That's it. But then it is said, there are four motivations to actually come to God. First is fear. Fear of suffering, fear of death, fear of poverty, fear of hell. That's why people take up to, you know, as Krishna also says, Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam Janas. Hartha, distressed, fearful. Another one is gain, asha, you know, with hope of some material gain. Third is duty. And the fourth is raga or love. Mostly, not only mostly any other religion of the world, most of the religion of the world, but also most of the people in every religion are generally motivated to begin with, which is good. Fools dare where the angels fear to tread. The fear is a good thing. But that fear, for example, the philosophy of the Buddhists is nothing but fear. Why fear? Even though they may officially not acknowledge God, but they accept that somebody has created this, is a lousy world, full of miseries. And therefore the goal is to reject this and become nothing. That's basically fear leading to frustration. It's a frustrated kind of conclusion. I want to hang myself. The spiritual suicide. Shunyavad. I want to finish off. What is nonsense this? Full of miseries. Only misery. Only misery. And therefore, the inclination is towards finish off this world. Finish off one's existence. Spiritual suicide. That's it. Though whether officially it is accepted or agreed upon or not. But one can see it. A saragrahi can immediately see that. So eventually it leads to atheism. Liberation means atheism, basically. The second one is gain. Why is gain considered a lower motivation? Imagine, if God comes in front of you and you ask for something from God, that means God is not the principal thing. You want something, and because you know this guy can give me, therefore you are after him. Like Vikram Veta, piche pad gaya, ye do tu de ke rehna. You have to give me because somebody told me only you can give. Originally, this is the motivation why Dhruva even went. To begin with. But later, when he actually tasted, that is another thing. But this is also a lower motivation because you are focusing on something else. Third comes the Kartavya Buddhi, a sense of duty. Here, at least there is acceptance of awe and reverence. He is the Father, God the Father. He is a supplier. He gives. And we feel, at least here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, devotional service begins with this level of duty, out of gratitude. He has done so much. Can't we do this much at least to express our gratitude, acknowledge, recognize, appreciate, and if some way, in a little way, reciprocate in some way. So this is the beginning of actual devotional service. And then comes attachment, which is the highest, which is what she is asking, Ratim. Na utpadayet yadi ratim, samaye vahi kevalam, dharma sunishtita pumsam. All our rules and regulations, all our, whatever we are doing, morning to evening, Monday to Sunday, Jan to December, womb to the tomb, whatever we are doing, spiritual activities, religious activities, if it is not bringing to the point of a natural, spontaneous attraction for the Lord, and this attraction will only come when we understand the personality of Godhead. It won't come otherwise. That's why Prabhupada's Pranam Mantra says, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. You can never develop attachment unless you know the complete manifestation. And since we are in the December month, the month of book marathon and distributing Bhagavad Gita, this is there even in the Bhagavad Gita. 15th chapter, Purushottama Yoga. This is not to be chanted only during Purushottam Mass. That's good. But actually, it has only 20 verses. But here, in this particular verse, because even in the Vedic literature, there are things to do away with and things to receive. Even in the Vedic literatures. The first 5 verses of the 15th chapter, Purushottam Yoga, Urdhvamoola Madashakam Ashwattam Prahuravyayam Chandamsi Yasya Parnani Yastam Veda Saveda Vit. If you want to know the Vedas, just know this, Urdhvamoolam. There is a tree which has roots up and branches downward. Sakosabhai. This is only in a reflection. And reflection means, you know, there is some medium of reflection, and that medium is desire. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kore, pasete maya tare japatiya dhare, aur ghuma ke latkaye. Then everything sees reverse, upside down. You know, hanging them upside down. Tree is up. No, you are upside down. The desire is perverted. So, urdhum. Chandamsi yasya parnani. Interesting. The leaves are compared to the Vedic mantras, hymns. The leaves make the tree very attractive. Imagine one dry tree. Nobody will be attracted. And beautiful green, lushy green leaves are there. Then, so generally there is a tendency to be attracted to the Vedic hymns that promise so many benefits to us. So then it says, Atashchordham prasatastasya saka guna pravruddha vishaya pravala. Then he says, in the fourth verse it says, Asanga shastrena dridhena chitva. Hey, don't go run behind these things. This is not Vedavadarata partha nanya dastiti vadina. Kamatmana swargapara. This is going to take you up and it will keep you here itself. Don't get caught up in these kind of thing, you know, in those verses. That's not the goal. There is no sambandha there. That sambandha is also very business-like sambandha. The sambandha is only as long as you can deliver what I want. Otherwise, you go your way, I go my way. So that's not. Then you cut it. Nirmana moha jitasanga dosha. Adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama dvandvair vimuktaha sukha dukkha sange gacchanti amudha padam avyayam tat yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. That's the abode where we want to go. Where there is no coming back. Because imagine you go to some place and you already know, already you are planning, you have to tin nahi uske baad nikalne ka, iske baad nikalne. And then it speaks about transmigration in the next few verses. Then it speaks about Brahman, then Paramatma, Sarvasya Chaham, Hridi Sannivishto, then Purushottama. You know? So, a personality of Godhead. And when the personality of Godhead is recognized, and a relationship, sambandha, your prayojana will be according to your sambandha. What is our sambandha gyan with Lord? If he is Brahman, then what is the prayojan? Prayojan means finish. I merge and lose my existence. That's the ultimate goal if you are Brahman. And if Paramatma, it can still be wanting to merge. But when there is Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, then there is actually, you know, trying to connect like that. And therefore, here in this beautiful prayers of Kunti, she's saying, Toi me, Toi, to that palm which I am seeing you right in front of me, Ananya Vishaya. And then she says another beautiful verse, and that is, Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnasah smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana ta eva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhavapravaho paramam padambujam. So this is beginning with bhakti. Shrinvanti, gayanti, grinanti. One who hear about you. Gayanti, grinanti, who accept. Smaranti, always remember. And nandanti, to see others relishing is your happiness. Meaning, a person becomes non-envious. Automatically, without any extraneous endeavor, automatically, just by practicing the process, and part of it is even sharing it, automatically the root cause of us coming here, which is envy of the Lord, envy of the living entities, automatically goes away. Tava ihitam janaha. Ta eva pashyanti. They will be able to see face to face. Tavaka padambujam. Your lotus feet. And what will that? Bhava pramaho uparamam. Bhava pravaha uparamam. They are able to transcend the cycle of birth and death. We don't aspire actually. A devotee is not even concerned. A devotee is concerned with, you know, swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyartha. But then we say, but because there is service there and because there is love there. And so that is what Kunti Devi is exhibiting. This is where only this prayer has been chosen by Sukadeva Goswami, by Vyasadeva, to actually be put in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And what an auspicious time to begin these prayers. Because after next few chapters, Krishna will disappear. Of course, Krishna is there always in the Bhagavatam. Krishna is non-different. But he will come only in 10th canto. After 1st canto, he will come only in 10th canto. और इसीलिए अभी जितना सुन ला सुन लो. लास्ट टू डेज अवर शिवराम प्रभु एंड विश्वरूप प्रभु प्योर वी वर फीलिंग वी वर इन ब्रज. शिवराम प्रभु वॉज गिविंग एवरी वन बायोडाटा देयर हाइट वेट कलर ड्रेस लाइकिंग्स एज इफ लाइक यू नो फुल बायोमेट्रिक डिटेल्स ऑफ एवरी ब्रजवासी. इंटरेस्टिंगली बोथ इन भगवद गीता एंड श्रीमद भागवतम फर्स्ट टाइम कृष्णा इज इंट्रोड्यूस्ड एज भक्तवत्सल. डिवोट इज क्राइंग आउट ए कृष्णा एंड इमीडिएटली लाइक इन द बॉलीवुड यू नो हीरो कम्स एट द राइट टाइम नॉट इमीडिएटली ही कम्स जनरली वन और टू रील्स आफ्टरवर्ड्स एंड द हीरोइन इज देयर मूविंग अराउंड द विलन कम्स एंड सडनली विश Somewhere he jumps and everyone whistles and claps. Wow! ये है तो फिर कितने भी गुंडे आ जाएंगे. Interesting. Arjun is confused. कार्पण्य दोषो पद स्वभाव पृच्छामि त्वम्. Okay, मैं आ गया. अशोचान अन्वशोचस्त्वम्. Similarly, even Krishna is introduced in the seventh chapter. Till seventh chapter, Krishna doesn't come. He comes. Reference is made in the right first verse. सत्यम परम धीमहि. और इन द थर्ड वर्स थर्ड चैप्टर व्हेन ऑल दी अवतार्स आर ग्लोरिफाइड बट पर्सनली कृष्णा एंटर्स व्हेन सुभद्रा कॉल्स आउट कृष्ण कृष्ण महाबाहो भक्तानाम अभयंकर. एंड एज विश्वरूप वाज सो नाइसली स्पीकिंग यस्टरडे परम अद्भुतम व्हाट आश्चर्यम. What's the difficulty? Prabhupada would say, what's the difficulty for Krishna? For us it's a big difficulty, but for Krishna it's nothing. We are actually so fortunate that we have access to Srila Prabhupada's books, which is actually, we don't understand. Externally, you go out, somebody outside the street is also there, you're also standing there. He is wearing the same clothes, I'm also wearing the same clothes. Same texture. He's eating the same thing, I'm also eating. But there's a big difference. Because of the goal that we have come to know about. Because of the relationship that we have come to know about. What an opulence. So, there is a tendency to take things for granted over a period of time. Constantly doing it. Every day, every mantra japte hai. Sola Mala. I was hearing one Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj's talk on Anavruttihi Shabdat, one's whole seminar on Anavruttihi. This is the last verse of Vedanta Sutra, last aphorism. Anavruttihi Shabdat. By word, you can actually, because of word, we have come to this material world. The whole material world started with one sound, Omkara. That's how the whole material world has come about to attract us. In the 15th chapter, I'll conclude with this. In the 15th chapter, last verse, purport, the last paragraph. Prabhupada says, one should give up hridaya daurbalyam. Hrid daurbalyam. What are the weakness of the heart? Three weakness of the heart. Actually, he says two. First is, desiring to lord it over material nature rather than serving. And when we try to lord it over, we become attached to sense objects and eventually to the world. So because of desire, we have come here. Because of desire, we continue to exist here. And only because of desire, we can go back. And that desire changes through words. Through the mantra. Actually the mantra has so much power, so much potency. Niraparadhe nama laile pai premadhan. So, we are so grateful for that message that, you know, through Parampara Srila Prabhupada has brought. And the more we give, the more we also receive this shabda. And this is what he established these temples for. That Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam. We come together and inspire each other, nourish and encourage each other by sharing this. Mat chitta, thinking about Krishna. Mat gata prana, trying to dedicate our lives for Krishna's pleasure. Bodhayantah parasparam, inspiring each other. And kathayantascha maam nityam, some opportunity for us to come together and glorify. And this way, tushyanti cha, find satisfaction here. And ramanti cha, find real enjoyment here. Otherwise, you know, there is no end to this, what Maya offers us. So thank you very much for your patient hearing. And this is the last Sunday of this year. Next Sunday when you come, we will be into 2022. You know. So I sincerely pray at the lotus feet of their Lordship, Shri Sri Radha Gopinadhi, that they may shower their, continue to shower as they have already been, always been doing since eternity. Shower their mercy so that we can develop some little, a drop of appreciation for the real need of the soul and then perfect our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I think it's already time, 15 minutes beyond time. So we'll conclude here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.